Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, we all deeply desire connections. Now, sometimes some of those connections are pretty minor and insignificant. Take technology, for example. You all know of people that live on their cell phones. And the very idea of going somewhere where there will be no cell phone coverage, they can't connect to the wireless internet, or their phone is about to die, can be very terrifying for them. It's terrifying because they will no longer be connected to the outside world. But maybe you don't live on your cell phones. Maybe you don't have that problem. But you all know what it is like to be in a house when the electricity goes out. There's no lights, no TV. The refrigerator isn't working, and you're worried if the food is going to spoil. And so that whole time you are wondering when your electricity will be reconnected to the grid. We all desire connections, whether it's something as small as technology or something that's more important, such as the connections with friends and family. You may know what it's like that when you graduated high school or when you moved to a new place, you were worried about how you would still stay connected to your friends and your family, and you didn't want to lose that connection. We deeply desire connections. And this morning, Paul talks about the most important connection that there is, and it's the fact that you are connected to Christ. To illustrate just how you are connected to Christ, Paul uses an analogy from nature called grafting. Maybe some of you know what grafting is, and maybe some of you don't. But grafting is when you take the tissue of one plant and connect it to the tissue of another plant so that they grow together and become one. Just to illustrate this, you can actually graft a tomato plant to a potato plant so that you end up with one plant that grows both tomatoes and potatoes. This is what grafting is. But why does Paul start talking about grafting here? Well, by bringing up this picture, Paul is illustrating how God is the root and the vine for the plant, and the natural branches of this plant were the Jewish people, while the wild branches that were grafted in were the Gentiles, those who were not Jewish. But why is it that the Jews were the natural branches and the Gentiles were the wild branches? Well, remember that God could have chosen any nation in the world to be his own. He could have chosen any nation from whom the promised Messiah would come. And purely by his grace, God chose the Jewish people to be his own. And from the Jews, the promised Savior would come. This is what makes the Jews the natural branches. But what happened to these natural branches? They fell off. And that wasn't God's fault. God did everything that he could to keep his people connected to him. He established his law with the Jewish people. He gave them his word. He sent his prophets to them. He even sent his son, the promised Messiah, to them. But they refused to stay connected to God. And that is why Paul asked the question, did they stumble so as to fall beyond recovery? Not at all. Rather, because of their transgression, salvation has come to the Gentiles to make Israel envious. Because of their unbelief, the Jews, these natural branches, were cut off from God. Now, does that mean that God rejected his people forever? Of course not. He still cared about them. And he wanted to bring them back to him. But since they refused to stay connected to God, God sent the message of salvation to the Gentiles. As you look at Paul's ministry, you see just how true this was. When Paul traveled to a new city, he first went to the Jews and proclaimed salvation to them. But once the Jews rejected him, Paul went to the Gentiles who would receive his message. Here you see how God can turn sin into a good thing. For since the Jews rejected the message, that message of salvation was proclaimed to the Gentiles who would believe. And this is very important for all of us to understand because we are all Gentiles. We're not Jewish. And since we are not Jewish, we were not the natural branches, but the wild branches that were not connected to Christ. But now, you are connected to Christ because you were grafted in by God. And God needed to graft you in because by nature, you are dead in your sins. By nature, you are enemies of God. By nature, you consider God's grace to be foolish. You couldn't connect yourself to Christ, nor did you want to. But by the power of the Holy Spirit, God used his word to create faith in your hearts and connect you to Christ. We saw how that happened this very morning, for we all witnessed a baptism where God used the water connected with his word to make a young child a child of God. And since you are connected to Christ, you are holy. For Paul said, if the root is holy, so are the branches. God is the root. And since he is holy and since you are connected to him, you are holy. You are connected to everything that Christ has done for you to make you holy and to save you from your sins. But not only were you grafted in by God so that you would be saved, you are also grafted by God for another reason. Paul said, inasmuch as I am the apostle to the Gentiles, I make much of my ministry in the hope that I may somehow arouse my own people to envy and save some of them. By having the Gentiles come to faith, God was using this to make the Jewish people jealous. He wanted to point out to the Jews that they had lost the spiritual joys that could have been theirs, which were the spiritual joys that the Gentiles were receiving. And so by doing this, hopefully, some of the Jewish people would repent and be saved. And who knows if God is doing the same thing through you? Probably not so much to make a Jewish person come to faith, but maybe someone who doesn't believe. For instance, you may be at your school or at your job, and you're mocked for what you believe. And people expect you to fight back by making fun of those who mock you, but you don't. And that sticks out to them. Maybe you are dealing with a physical struggle, and people expect you to become angry at God and angry about your life, but you don't. And that sticks out to them. Or maybe you're at a funeral, and people expect you to be in complete grief and sorrow, but you're not. And that sticks out to them. And so they wonder, why is it that you don't fight back? Why you don't get angry? Why you're not in complete sorrow? What a prime time God has given you to share your faith with those people and to share the joys that you have as a Christian. And maybe simply by sharing your faith with them, God may graft some of them to Christ so that they are connected and they will be saved. Praise be to God that you were grafted in by Him. Praise God that He is using you to save others. But even though you are connected to Christ and you were grafted in by God, that doesn't mean that you won't be cut off from Christ. Do not take for granted that you are connected to Christ. If some of the branches have been broken off, and you, though a wild olive shoot, have been grafted in among the others and now share in the nourishing sap from the olive root, do not boast over those branches. Considering how you were grafted in by God and that you are connected to Christ, it may be easy for you to look down on those who don't believe. You may look at them and say, "Well, I know why they don't believe. Just look at them. Look at how they live. Look at how horrible they are. There's no wonder why they don't believe. But I thank God that I wasn't like one of them so that I could be brought to faith." By thinking in that way, you are boasting about yourself and that in some way you are greater than those who don't believe. And if you think this way, Paul says, consider this. You do not support the root, but the root supports you. You, a branch, do nothing for the root. It is the root that supports you. There was nothing that you did that made God choose you. There is nothing that you have done as a Christian that has earned the fact that God has connected you to Christ. Therefore, do not take being connected to Christ for granted by thinking that the reason you are connected to Christ is because of how good you were or how good you have been. All the praise belongs to God. It is purely by grace that He chose you and connect you to Christ. And do not take that for granted. But there is another way you could take for granted that you are connected to Christ. They were broken off because of unbelief, and you stand by faith. Do not be arrogant, but be afraid. For if God did not spare the natural branches, He will not spare you either. The reason the Jewish people, the natural branches, were cut off from God was because of their unbelief. They took for granted that since they were God's chosen people, they thought there is no way that God would ever reject them. But that's what God did. He cut them off because of their sins. And if God would do that to the natural branches, how much more would He do that to the wild branches that have been grafted in? You may think that since God has grafted you into Christ, that He has brought you to faith and that He is the root that supports you, then there's no way that God would ever reject you. But listen to what Scripture says. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. It's one thing to listen to God's word. It's another thing to apply God's word to your life. So do you take it for granted that since you are here in church, that's good enough? And you don't have to do what God's word says. You don't need to repent of your sins. You don't need to turn away from your sinful lifestyle. Do you take it for granted that you only need to come to church here and there. Because the times that you don't come to church, you still pray, you still believe, and that's good enough. Do you take it for granted that since you are Christian parents, you just assume that your children will be just as Christian as you are, and therefore there's no need to talk about God and His Word in your homes? And the list goes on and on of how we all can take for granted for being connected to Christ. And if you do, remember what Paul said. Do not be arrogant, but be afraid. For if God did not spare the natural branches, He will not spare you either. Think about it in this way. You know that not every branch that is connected to the tree is fruitful. There are some branches that are dead and rotten. And when you see those branches, what do? You cut them off. In the same way, if we do not produce fruits of faith and take for granted that we are connected to Christ, well, what will God do? He will cut us off. Cut us off from His grace. Cut us off from His forgiveness. Cut us off from the gift of eternal life. And considering just how unfruitful we have all been, why hasn't God already cut us off? Well, remember the parable that Jesus told this morning. In that parable, Jesus talked about an owner of the vineyard who rightfully wanted some of the fruit that was his own. So he sends one servant out to his workers, but the workers beat up that servant. You would rightly think that that owner would punish the workers, but he doesn't. Instead, he sends another servant and another servant and another servant to the workers, and the workers beat up all of those servants. You would think by now the owner would definitely punish the workers for what they have done. But he doesn't. Instead, he sends his own son to those workers, and the workers kill that son. Then the owner came, he killed those workers, and he gave his vineyard to other people. And so the reason that God hasn't already cut us off is because He is patient with us, and it is because of Christ. God sent us His Son to save us. And on the cross, God cut off from His Son His love, and Jesus experienced God's eternal wrath and anger for our sins. Because of Christ, we have been saved. Because of Christ, God hasn't already cut us off. And He hasn't already cut us off because He is patient with us, for He does not want anyone to perish, but to turn to Him in repentance. Therefore, do not take being connected to Christ for granted, but turn to Him in repentance and produce fruits of repentance out of love for Him. And everyone who believes in Christ and strives to live a God-pleasing life will never be cut off from God, but will forever be connected with Christ. We know this is true because remember what we sang in the psalm this morning. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Even though we will all fail, God is our strength. He is our salvation. He is the root that supports us. And if God, who is the root, is holy, so we, the branches connected to Christ, are holy. And you are branches connected to Christ because you were grafted in by God. Therefore, do not take this for granted, but produce fruits of faith out of love for Christ, who is your Savior and has connected you to Him forever. Amen. Please rise. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard and keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. We now confess our Christian faith by using the words of the Apostles' Creed, which you will find on page 41 in front of your hymnal. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated for the offering. And during the offering, please sign the friendship register in your pew. Thank you.